Keep the D string sustaining. Now tap and hold the second fret. For immediate Ebow drive response, just tap your fingers onto the fretboard harder than you would when picking. Keep in mind, the Ebow doesn't start the string immediately unless you tap with the left hand or with the Ebow, which we'll discuss later. Don't wiggle the Ebow or try to pick with it. Just rest the guide grooves on the support strings and tap the note you want on the string in the drive channel. Slide up and down the fretboard with one finger. Hammer on ascending scales. Snap off descending scales. The Ebow keeps the string vibrating under your fingers, so you don't have to pick each note. Just hold the Ebow stationary and play the driven string with your left hand. Pressing the Ebow more firmly against the support strings brings the drive channel closer to the driven string and increases the drive. This is useful when playing in the higher frets where the string is pulled away from the drive channel. If the string doesn't begin to vibrate as quickly as you'd like, apply more pressure. If the string buzzes against the drive channel, apply less pressure. It feels quite natural. For a fast trill, keep the lower note fretted and rapidly tap and release the higher note on one string. Bear down on the Ebow for extra drive. You don't have to snap off the high note, just tap and release like on violin, which is faster. Sustain the A string and tap the second fret. Tap again, and this time lift the Ebow slightly off the strings and slap it lightly back into position simultaneously with the tap. Don't let the drive channel hit the string, and stay over the hot spot. Bounce the Ebow repeatedly and hold one note, or slide up and down the fretboard with one finger. Tap scales. Tap the fretboard, and then tap the Ebow onto the strings. Tap a note with two fingers alternately while sustaining the string with the Ebow. Now bounce the Ebow as you tap for a fast one-note spiccato. Countless possibilities.